Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black. You know, every year, nearly 1.4 million people living with a life-limiting illness receive care from hospices all over America. And joining me this morning, Ido Bannick. He's president and CEO of the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. And November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. So we are definitely recognizing all the great things that happen. I know hospice is, you know, synonymous with making the transition, but it's still a great thing. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. Tell everybody what hospice and palliative care is.
Absolutely. So a couple things. One is hospice isn't a place, but it's a philosophy of care that's really centered around focus on the quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
So with the person in the middle, an interdisciplinary team, be they social workers or nurses or music therapists, help people live as comfortably as they can as they near the end of a serious illness.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is it's not about giving up. It's about the quality of their life,
right,
and about making sure that we maintain that quality as long as people are around.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a Medicare benefit generally. It's for 6 months or less generally.
Okay.
But the sooner you know about hospice and the sooner you get hospice, the better hospice can be at providing great care to you.
Right. Does that always include being in a facility or can hospice care come to you?
Yeah, that's one of the misconceptions. So a friend of mine said, so hospice, that's a place, right? And it's not. Hospice is actually most people, well over 90% of people receive hospice care in their home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hospice can come to you, whether your home is a skilled living facility or assisted living facility, or it's in your actual home.
Right.
Hospice will come to you.
That's great. That's great. So palliative, what does that mean?
So palliative care is the same sort of patient-centered philosophy of care as hospice, but it's provided earlier in the course of a serious illness. And it's really, you can get comfort care at the same time as you're getting care to treat your illness.
Mm-hmm.
So palliative care is much more about care and much less about the poking and prodding that you see in a lot of the healthcare system.
Okay. A friend of ours was just received hospice care, maybe a month ago. And I remember calling there and asking, could I speak to him? And the nurse was so kind. She said, you know, he might not know who you are today. And I said, it's okay. I still just want to talk to him. And she patched me in and then we had a chat. Sure enough, he didn't remember who I was. But, you know, I just wanted to have that last conversation with him. About 2 days, then he made his transition.
It's, you know, it's amazing how powerful those experiences can be,
mm-hmm.
How compassionate the caregivers can be, and about how it's really important to put the person at the center of healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you get when you go to a hospital or you go to a nursing home usually,
true,
but it is part and parcel of what hospice care is.
So let's talk about that for the holidays. So many people,
yeah,
you know, have that experience. Their loved ones made their transition during the holidays. And holidays are really tough for some families, for some people, actually.
Yeah, holidays can be a really tough time. Some people are going through their own grief.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why we're talking about this now is because the holidays are a time when people are together. So a couple things. One is that hospice and palliative care organizations are really a good source of grief support.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that hospice care is not just about the person getting the care, but also about the family,
right,
and really the larger community, and making sure that folks can get support that they need as they go through their journey during the holidays. The other thing that's important as we're together is to make sure that people know what your wishes are.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for those people who are dying, but for everybody.
Yeah.
Make sure that your loved ones know your wishes. Make sure that you name a healthcare proxy. That's a person to make,
right,
healthcare decisions for you, because that's the best gift you can give someone,
mm-hmm,
should something ever happen down the line.
I always say that, and I say it's the most unselfish thing. I've seen families go through where they didn't know anything because that person may have passed on suddenly or didn't leave any wishes.
Right.
And boy, the family was embroiled in a huge fight, if you will, about what they thought their,
yeah,
mother wanted. And it was really sad.
And so the best thing to do is make sure that you tell everybody what you want wherever in your life you are, so that doesn't happen later, so that your sons and daughters and parents and people don't end up fighting over what you wanted. And also, sometimes when people don't make their own healthcare decisions, somebody else makes it for them. It's not always the family. Sometimes it's the facility.
That's right.
Sometimes it's someone else. So make sure that you you get your decisions made the way you want them made. And the way to do that is to get a healthcare proxy, healthcare power of attorney in some states. And the best place to go in terms of resources for that is caringinfo.org, which is our website, has information about hospice, palliative care, grief, and then also about advanced care planning.
May I ask you, though, the people that work in hospice, is there training for that? Because a lot of them are grief counselors. They do more than just take care of the patient, as you said before. But is there special training for that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's special training for the nurses, for the social workers, for the music therapists, for the folks who provide spiritual care. They all have their specific training that they receive in school and then after school and then specific training that they receive once they come on staff to make sure that they really understand the hospice model and are attuned to that. So absolutely, it's something that that they're well-versed in.
So when it's time for somebody to receive hospice, who makes the determination that, well, it's time for you to get hospice care? And then who makes the choice of which place that they will get the care?
Yeah, and great question. And most of that is the answer is it's the person, or if they can't make the decision themselves, it's their healthcare proxy. So in terms of when you're ready for hospice care, when you're ready to have that discussion, when you're ready for the referral to be made, who you want to be the hospice organization, all that is the person and their family. It's the physician, the doctor, who determines whether or not they're eligible under Medicare. But that only comes after they've made that shift from I want to get the curative care to I'm ready for hospice care. And then at that point, they can choose the hospice care provider, and then I have the conversation with the physician. That's why the holidays or any time of year is a good time to have that discussion and make sure that your wishes are known before there's a crisis, so that when the crisis hits, all the ducks are in a row. You're already acquainted, ideally, with the hospice organization that you want around you ahead of time, right? People pick out a bunch of things ahead of time. This could be a conversation that you could have ahead of time. When it's time, you know how to put that plan into action.
And there's nothing wrong with going to visit, right? Just having little site visits.
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, I'm fairly new here. I've spent the first 8-9 months going around, and these are some of the most amazing and most compassionate places that they'll be happy to show folks around. And a lot of people may be acquainted with, or if they're not, they should be, with their local hospice, because they do a lot of things. They offer camps for children who are dealing with grief. They often step up and provide grief support if there's a natural disaster or man-made disaster. So there are a lot of things that they do for the community over and above hospice.
That's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. And great reminders to all of the families that are getting together. You need to talk about your advance directives. Very important. You know, tell everybody where they can get more information.
Absolutely. So if you want to learn more about grief and loss or at the about the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization, go to CaringInfo, www.caringinfo.org.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy holidays to you, Ido Bannick, President and CEO of the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Tawanda. Happy holidays.